Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello, and welcome to another eye-bleaching episode of Canadian Politics is Boring.
Jesus, okay. That's a thing that you said.
Yep. I'm Reese, and with me is the shock-looking, slightly saddened Jesse.
At all times.
Of all times.
Yeah, that's just my resting face.
Yeah.
Shocked and saddened.
So,
how could you describe the perpetrator? Well, he was kind of shocked looking, but at the same time...
Saddened,
yeah. Just this perpetual saddened
As look. If life had finally got to his core.
You're describing me at my best.
Exactly.
Great, yeah.
Anyway.
This is my look as soon as I wake up in the morning. I'm shocked that I awoke yet again.
And sad. I'm awake.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Update on the last episode, you asked me about who Catherine McKenna was, the environmental minister.
Yes, and you said you were going to get back to us on the Filipino garbage story.
I got bad news and good news. Bad news, she's no longer the Minister for Environment and Climate Change.
Well, there's a surprise.
She's no longer the minister for passing off stinky rotten food as bottles that people can use.
I guess this didn't really go well on her resume.
She's now the Minister of Infrastructure and Communities instead.
Oh, is that a promotion?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But she had, but she, there was a bit of controversy because she has blonde hair.
Well, there you go.
She's a woman, I think, who is...
What does this have to do with that?
No, but I get to this. So some conservative MPs started calling her Climate Barbie because she was a woman with blonde hair and she was talking about the climate. And
conservatives were coming up with that incredibly clever nickname?
Yeah. Oh. So they were then forced to delete their posts and apologize, stating, I apologize for the use of Barbie. It did not reflect the role a minister plays.
That's because they were getting paid by Martel.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I want to know is who's the Ken? Who's the climate Ken?
I got nothing for you. No, you win some, you lose some. Exactly.
I guess Barbie has been used as like a sexist derogatory insult because she was a woman in charge of the climate stuff and she had blonde hair.
I mean,
it's pretty playground.
Who would be the environmental Ken? Like if he was, I mean, maybe Jack.
I mean, the ironic
Jugmeet Singh. Maybe
I mean, the irony of all this is that the plastic that made Barbie is probably poisoning the ocean right now.
Or sitting in one of the shipping containers.
Or being burned on a roadside somewhere illegally.
So, anyway.
enough about Catherine McKenna.
Any update on your box mystery?
No.
Not yet.
No. I think it's going to be...
That could be a full episode.
It's technically...
Of your side, your side gig.
It's technically now a cold case.
Oh, okay, right.
For reasons that I don't quite know what a cold case is, but I know that.
But you know, this is one of them.
The trail's gone cold, so
that's a cold.
It's now a cold
that
case.
About so right. Yeah.
In my new podcast, Suburban Cold Cases, the first episode is going to be investigating the cold case.
I like this. I'm still rooting for you to do like a number of episodes of this.
Do you want to know what this episode's going to be called? This new one.
The title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Satan runs a school in Ontario.
Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, my God. Okay. I got a guess. Hold on. Satan runs a school?
Yeah.
Satan runs a school in Ontario. Okay.
Can you guess what this is about?
I'm going to try to take it. So it's probably been started by some like religious fundamentalist group.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Something on the far right, like QAnon or...
Nope.
No. Satan runs a school.
Should I just go into the story?
Yeah, okay. I'm
so rather than 20 minutes of you wondering.
I mean, that's most
20 minutes of discussion and information.
So, I have one job on this show, Reese. One job, and you're cutting it short. Just wondering stuff.
Yeah, I'll give you more things to riff off. It's fine. Rather than you just going,
I sound better than that when I wonder. Okay,
no.
That's slightly...
So, parents of high school students in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada have started a petition to remove a school principal because of the classic heavy metal band Iron Maiden. Close to 400 people have signed the change.org petition to transfer Eden High School principal Sharon Burns. So what happened was, as concerned...
When was this?
This was happening like last month.
Oh, wow.
As concerned parents with impressionable children at Eden High School, we are deeply disturbed that the principal assigned to the school blatantly showed satanic symbols and her allegiance to satanic practices on her public social media platforms where all the students can see them. So basically she had like an Iron Maiden t-shirt. She loves Iron Maiden. So she had Iron Maiden paraphernalia and stuff, and there was a sign with 666 on.
Oh my god.
So they had an album called The Number of the Beast in 1982, and it's just
ridiculous.
I know, yeah. They don't actually worship Satan with and her Twitter bio identifies her as principal at Eden High School, growth mindset practitioner filled by metal scar and chickens. Which is
and
quite
Satan
funny.
Lover.
No, yeah, but also a petition in support of her has had 10,000 signatures, dwarfing the one which had 400.
Okay, there you go.
saying it's ridiculous. A couple of parents only judge her role as principal based on an Instagram post about liking the band Iron Maiden.
That's amazing.
But it's just
amazing. I want to talk. I want to interview some of these people. I just really get inside their head. Like, how twisted are? Like, what do you do all day? You know, like,
but this is, and I've got a bunch of information on this. It goes down to, do you remember the Satanic Panic of the 80s?
I mean, no, I was young. I was really
young. You played Dungeons and Dragons.
I do. It's really fun.
That was one of the big targets of the Satanic Panic.
No, I remember that. Yeah. I was actually going to bring up the movie Mazes and Monsters, which is one of Tom Hanks' first movies, if not Tom Hanks' very first movie, which had to do with exactly that, like his Mazes and Monsters, Dungeons and Dragons. It was a riff off the same thing. And it was about how, like, I never saw it. I should. But like Tom Hanks almost kills himself because of the satanic rituals happening in this backwaters, you know, D&D, M&M, Mazes and Monsters. Anyway, that's, yeah.
D&D, M&M?
Well, Mazes and Monsters, Dungeons
and
Dragons.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not M&M the rapper, although.
Nice that you meant the chocolate. So have you got any? Anyway, but I was going to talk to you a bit about the origins of the Satanic Panic. Actually, it's widely seen as an American thing, but it actually started in Canada.
Oh wow!
So the Satanic Panic is firmly ingrained in Canadian culture too.
I did not know that.
So, and it comes from a book. It all started with a book called Michelle Remembers, which was written by a psychologist.
Michelle remembers what Satan
Michelle Smith was a longtime patient of this Dr. Pazda in the late 1970s, and he started treating her at his private psychiatric practice in BC in Victoria. And when he was treating her for depression, she confided that she had something important to tell him, but she couldn't remember what it was. So he did the regression hypnotherapy trick.
What was she in for in the first place?
She had depression.
Just depression, okay.
So he took her back to...
not just depression, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
not satanic possession.
No. Yeah. It was just perfectly like medical reasons. Right. So they started to do regression hypnotherapy. And as they did that, she screamed for 25 minutes nonstop and eventually started...
He timed her?
I don't know, roughly. And then she eventually started
to scream. I better take out my watch.
But at the end of the screaming, she started talking in the voice of a five-year-old. And during the next 14 months, he spent 600 hours using hypnosis to help her recover memories of satanic ritual abuse, which occurred when she was 5 years old. at the hands of her mother and which she says were members of a satanic cult in Victoria.
Jesus.
And this was all written in a book. So he wrote all this down in a book, and she said she was abused by the Church of Satan, and the ritual had been carrying on throughout her childhood. There was an 81-day ritual that actually summoned Satan. He turned up in person. This is all her hidden memories from regression hypnotherapy, which is notoriously unreliable.
Oh, like remembering past lives.
Yeah, yeah. And remembering past lives, remembering things you might have repressed. So the idea is you hypnotize them and it brings up these memories. Apparently Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and Michael, the Archangel, removed scars from her body and then blocked her memories until the time was right. So she was talking about all this horrible stuff like torture and sacrifices and all these horrible things. And he helped her recover those memories, which he wrote in a book. And then they traveled to the Vatican to share.
Oh my God.
The book's The book's contents have not been substantiated by any evidence beyond Smith's testimony. Despite this, the book allegedly inspired imitative accusations throughout the world. So this was the start. This book was like a blockbuster seller, and also created this whole thing that children were being abused by Satan worshippers. And it was all based on these fake memories that she had after screaming for 25 minutes and suddenly doing the voice of a 5-year-old.
I'm better now.
Like that. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
This story's insane.
Oh, golly, Jesse. I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man.
Gee whiz, Reese. Really? From the ad man?
Smell them. They're fresh.
Ads.
This is a story within a story.
This was in the 80s that this happened.
Can you tell us a story within that story? So we can full inception.
So there was the National Coalition.
Hold on a second. So this is a story within that story. Within
This is me just saying that the reason people believe this shit is because of this book. You think the parents of the kids in school?
Okay,
now,
so that's the middle story. Is the book. And then the story you just
said. Does it matter?
No, Inception.
Okay, so we're talking about the story. I'm trying to give context.
I want to have like at least three layers.
I'm trying to give context as why people believe that rock and roll music is linked to Satan. Yeah. And why people think that, oh my God, Iron Maiden, she worships Satan. Because there's this inbuilt panic that people think that.
And I'm just focused on trying to make an Inception.
And you're just trying to like, you're trying to work out the formula of this episode that nobody cares about. That's admin stuff. So the National Coalition on Television Violence created BAD, which is Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my God.
And the
B-A-A-D-D?
B-A-D-D, yeah. Bothered About... Which also means you could be bothered in a positive way. It could mean you're a fan. I'm really bothered about, you know...
I think that's just
bothered when I'm not
thing.
Playing it.
Nobody says that over here.
So they basically said
Is that an English thing? Can you be positively bothered?
I don't know. You say I'm not bothered, which means therefore you don't care about something. So if you were bothered, you would care about it. So yeah.
So you can okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they started this campaign. They were saying the satanic recruitment tools were essentially things like heavy metal music, educators, childcare centers, and television.
Oh my God.
You can see why this ties into this fucking stupid petition.
This is what's in the book.
This is what's in the book, and this is what happened in the 80s, this big wave of satanic panic. And this isn't the first time this has happened. So have you ever heard about the Martinsville satanic sex scandal?
God, no, but I wish I had.
So also known as the Martinsville nightmare. So that's in Saskatchewan. And what happened was there were allegations of satanic ritual abuse in a daycare center. With a babysitting service in a daycare center, and police in 1982, parents started accusing the daycare person of having satanic abuse. It started to snowball, and it ended up that the police rounded up and arrested a dozen people, including 5 police officers from different forces, with 100 charges connected with running a satanic cult called the Brotherhood of the Ram, which allegedly practiced ritualized sexual abuse of children at a devil church.
Did this actually fucking happen?
No. It was all just hysteria.
Wow.
And people were actually, what happened was it got out of hand.
When was this?
This was 1982. So it got out of hand. And what happened was a police task force was brought in to investigate what the hell was going on, because it shocked everyone. And they concluded the original inquiry was motivated by emotional hysteria. And the children were found to be mismanaged. So they were asked leading questions and they were praised for giving incriminating answers.
Oh, wow.
And the defendant sued in 2003 for wrongful prosecution, and they paid out nearly $1 million to one person, $1.3 million to another person. It's happened in the 90s. It all started out in the 80s, or the scare story around it, and that's how far it can go.
Amazing.
But those poor people, their lives would have been ruined by those accusations, and they were completely innocent.
Amazing. So the fact that it's still going today. So that was a hell of a backstory to get to today's story.
Yeah, but this is also, it goes back even further than that, because people would use, if you go back to any period where a minority was being, people were trying to spread negative rumors about minority to keep them separate from society. Mm. So cannibalism, child murder, torture were all said about, kind of minorities in a derogatory or racist way. So the idea of the blood libel, I don't know if you ever heard about that, where anti-Semitic people would accuse Jewish people of killing babies in rituals, which was completely made up, but cut ties back to this kind of cult. It's like, won't someone think of the children? It's playing up on those fears by demonizing a certain people in society. Same thing happened against Christians in the Roman Empire.
I feel like we could make an entire podcast just on this alone.
I'm glossing over.
You're glossing, but amazingly so. You're giving these fascinating jot notes of stuff, little tidbits of information that is in and of itself is fascinating. And I just kind of want to sit with oh my God, tell me more on that. But you're already on to 12 other fascinating facts through history.
And then the most recent one,
we could do an entire thing on Satanism in Canada, man. This is insane.
But also then witch hunts of the 16th and 17th century were exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like this could be a much bigger thing than a 20-minute podcast episode.
I'm done now. It's fine.
This is amazing. Are you kidding me?
Just glossing over. I'll explain the universe to you in an hour. Just gloss over it.
That would be an amazing.
Yeah. Nothing happened for a long time. Then there was some dinosaurs and some people, and now we're here.
Can we please do a one-off special episode of The Universe in an Hour by Reese Waters?
So anyway, my point is that this satanic panic has a long history in human society and in Canada.
Amazing.
And which is why it needs to be nipped in the bud, because it ruins lives and it's just a load of fucking stupid,
how did this get started with the school? With Sharon?
Someone looked at it and they were like, Iron Maiden. Oh. I'm sure there's plenty of priests who listen to Iron Maiden. I mean, the music's been around for 40 years.
Yeah. No devils have been summoned in their midst.
For the record, I'm backwards and it summons Satan. Never happened.
So this is still going, this petition.
Yeah, but I think it's probably going to get ignored.
I hope so.
By reasonable people.
Well.
But you can see how the extremes it can go to with the whole satanic scare and everything.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
What's
her name again?
Satan?
No. It's Sharon something. I remember her first name was Sharon. Sharon Pickles.
Sharon Burns.
Sharon Burns.
Yeah, I just want to say to Sharon, just carry on doing your job. I'm sure you're great at it.
I have an idea. I mean, I agree with you that I'm hoping that common sense will prevail.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
It really does.
On the off chance that we can help, if we're nearing the end of the episode, that is.
Yeah.
Why not our call to action be, we'll leave a link in the show notes down below and wherever you get your podcast, you click that, it'll send you to the petition to have her keep her job, because this is all fucking ridiculous.
Oh no. Actually, I can tell you, go to change.org.
Yeah, we can just leave a link.
And you search We Need Mrs. Burns.
Can we not leave a link?
We can leave a link. I'm just, if they can't wait, links don't always work in show notes.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
But if you want to if you search We Need Mrs. Burns on change.org, it's actually at just under 24,000 signatures now.
Right. So, like, you know, every little bit.
I'm gonna do it now. First name. My first name is Reese.
We're gonna listen to you filling out a change.org petition online. All right. This is good entertainment.
My name and
right
my
here.
Address. Display my name and comment in this petition. I didn't write a comment.
You want to write it? What is this? This is gold entertainment here, folks.
Where's my comment? Oh, come on.
So I haven't watched Squid Game yet. I'm still putting that off because my subscription to Apple Plus is going to be up soon, and I'm trying to get through Ted Lasso.
There we go. I did it. I signed it. There we go.
Oh, that was actually pretty quick. Is that what you were trying to demonstrate? Is that quick it can be?
Yeah, that's how easy it is. So if you're a hysterical, weird person who thinks that rock music is somehow linked to Satan, I mean, I hope you've realized they use that imagery to provoke people like you, because rock music is supposed to be rebellious.
Provoke people like me?
No, like the people who get riled by it.
Oh.
The reason they put 666 and Satan on there is because they know it'll make, it's like supposed to be
it's
outside.
Supposed to, yeah.
It's supposed to rile people's feathers. That's the whole point of rock and roll. It's
not when they came out with it back in the 80s, cancel culture didn't exist.
No, exactly.
Right? Can you imagine if cancel culture was around in the 80s? Oh my God. Could you picture?
Exactly. Otherwise, if they weren't going to do that, it wouldn't be called rock and roll. It'd be called Still and Steady.
I mean, that's elevator music.
Exactly. So, anyway, so call to action, go and sign that petition.
Tell our listener again where to find it again.
Just go to change.org and search for We Need Mrs. Burns.
We Need Mrs. Burns. And
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a good t-shirt.
And if Reese remembers, it might be in our show notes. And if
Or not.
Yeah, he's not.
Don't rely on my memory.
Oh, that was an amazing episode, Reese. Holy shit.
I didn't mean to just gloss over the satanic history of
I think we should do
Canada.
Like a full, like, you know how we did Spies of Canada?
We've
like
done it now.
Well, no, I mean, like, really go into a deep dive. Like, I think if we did it like a kind of like we did Spies of Canada and we did Wafakuk, I think we could
we'll
do like
the Satan of Canada.
Come up with a better title, but like, okay.
Satanic Canada's illustrious satanic cults. And other stories.
Right? I mean, come on, tell me that would be amazing.
The compendium of Canadian.
I'd be enthralled for a week of Satanism. Like, come on.
Exactly. this has been fun.
As it always is.
As it does, buzz, buzz.
Elizabeth things.
Wonderful sign off.
Bye. You got me in the middle of drinking coffee. Okay, bye. Yay, fun.
Bye.
Bye.